بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث العاشر عن حذيفة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من السنة الشخصة of commanding what is right and forbidding what is wrong, أمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. And all the ahadith that we have read, been reading so long, today is the 10th hadith in this chapter, shows how very important this department is. That is, for every individual, it is a burden on every individual to command the right and forbid the wrong. Wherever we see the wrong being done, we must command the right. So, in this hadith, the Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, I take an oath by him in whose hands lies my life. That is an oath of Allah ta'ala. And who is taking the oath? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we can imagine that what an important subject is going to be said now. What important message is being given now to the woman that Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is rahmatul lil alameen, an embodiment of mercy for the whole of world, for all the worlds. And he is taking this qasam. He says, what does he say? لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, that you keep on commanding what is right and forbid what is the wrong. To tell the people to do the right things. That is a command for us. If we ask ourselves, how much do we command people? Who do we command and tell them that you must, this is the right thing, you must do this. Whether it is as far as namaz is concerned, do we command our family people? Whether it is as far as clothing is concerned, lifestyle is concerned. In fact, we are unfortunately in that condition that we are commanding the wrong, and we all the wrong things, and the right we don't command it, and we don't stop people from the wrong which they are doing. وَلَتَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and forbid from all the wrong and the evil things. Today, when these things like music is being permitted, photography, which all these haram things, and we in fact command one another to do these things. So many wrong things have been done, right from the mimbar, and the wrong things have been said. So in that verse, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I warn you that you must keep on commanding the right and forbidding the wrong. Oh, la yushikanna Allahu an yab'atha alaykum iqaba minhu. Otherwise it is very close that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will soon send a punishment upon you. That is, if you don't do this work of commanding what is right and forbidding what is wrong, then Allah ta'ala, it is very possible and very soon that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will send his azab upon you. And this comes with regard to another lengthy hadith also, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what your condition will be when people will not command the right and forbid the wrong. They ask, can that ever be possible? That it can't happen. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worse than that will happen. People will command the wrong and forbid the evil, command the right and forbid the, they will command the wrong and forbid the evil. So the time like that, the Sahaba could not comprehend. However, in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if you don't do that work of commanding what is right and forbidding what is wrong, it is very close that Allah tabarak ta'ala will send a punishment upon you. And in that punishment, ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ, then people will make dua to you, to Allah ta'ala. And the duas also will not be accepted. Duas are readily accepted by Allah ta'ala. But when that condition will come, When people are not commanding the right and forbidding the wrong, then even du'as will not be accepted. We can well ask ourselves that aren't we already in that state? That we see what is happening in the ummah throughout the world, what conditions we are coming through. And we are, the people are making du'as. People are making long, long du'as and desperate du'as. But unfortunately, the condition of the ummah is just worsening generally everywhere. So this is a very important, and one of the main causes, as there are other causes also explained, one of the main causes is that we are not commanding the right and we are not forbidding the wrong. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the understanding of our deen and the tawfiq to make amal on our deen. Just to be pious and right is not sufficient at all. It must be that we make effort on other people also all the time. May Allah give us all the tawfiq.